Oh, no. I guess we should let him in.
Well, yeah, let him in. We haven't seen him in a while.
We're going to do a baseball segment, but our maintenance man, Clarence Murphy, come on in. Open the door and let Clarence in. Clarence, I'm sorry, we're on the air right now. Can we talk off the air?
Clarence Murphy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just down there in the janitor's closet trying to find the right key there and couldn't find it. Figured I'd just mosey on down here and talk to you fellas about football and baseball and...
Don't mock me.
I'm not mocking you.
I'll kill you.
Hey, come on, Clarence.
You know how many Germans and Japanese I took out in WW2?
How many?
I can take out one American, I'll tell you, for darn sure.
Hey, come on. Don't get crossways with
me. We're having fun, no?
Well, I thought we were.
I heard you guys talking about employment talk.
We're doing
salaries.
Remember
that? Different jobs and employments and occupations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I've had all kinds of jobs.
Yeah,
you
like
guys
what?
Know that. I've been on this earth a long time. I had a lot of jobs. I've been a cop, a spy, a scarecrow, a dog catcher, a male nurse, a female nurse, a butt paste developer.
I'm sorry?
A high school Mandarin teacher, dirt farmer. That was a boring one. A Channel 8 weekend news anchor, a recumbent bike repairman. Let's see what else. Polygamous sect leader.
Oh, really?
Warren Jeffs took my job. And a horse trader and a left-handed reliever.
Oh, really?
Wow. The major league level? Or
No, that wasn't a sports job. That was when I was a masseuse, you know, give him a little relief with the left hand. Some people call it a happy ending. Anyway!
Well, you've done it all.
But my new job is sports related. I help Calvin Hill with Pac-Man Jones.
Really?
Oh, you've been hired by the Cowboys.
Yeah, I have to kind of babysit him.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Which, you know, babysitting Pac-Man, that's cool with me, because I love going to them topless clubs. Rolling in a bin, sipping on gin and juice. Of course, in my case, it's prune juice. But we roll into them clubs and make it rain, you know. He's up there, you know, throwing dollar bills, and I'm throwing my, you know, old buffalo nickels. I have an old coin collection.
You've never made it rain before.
Yeah. And Pac-Man apparently is getting advice from Michael Irvin. And, you know, I think Michael Irvin tells him, you know, Pac-Man, you can go to the clubs as long as you pretend you don't. You know, that's the way it works.
Right.
But I'd love to, you know, come out of my retirement. You know, I used to be in the media with the weekend anchor job and everything.
Yeah. Channel 8, yeah.
But I'd love to come out of retirement and work for you guys here at the ticket.
I don't think we have any open.
No, we
don't,
Clarence.
Give me a sense of purpose.
Just our maintenance man. That's enough.
No, I notice y'all have an opening on that afternoon show.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I'd like to be inside option B, if that's available.
That's really inside, all right.
Got a few other ticket jobs I got my eye on.
Like what?
Well, how about on-air security?
On-air?
On-air security.
What is that?
I'd like to be in charge of keeping Todd Walker and Tom Gribble off the air.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, I'll do whatever it is Gordo does. No one's been able to figure out what that guy does.
No, yeah, I don't know true. Where he went, either.
Yeah, no, I don't know where he is.
Are you okay, Clarence?
No.
Well,
uh-oh.
This may be the last time I talk to y'all.
Well, why is that?
I've been diagnosed.
Well, no.
With what?
With wanderlust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ready to get out.
How are you going to take care of that?
I'm going to do a little traveling. I'm actually about to go to France to see if I can't bucket Angelina Jolie's placenta after she womb vomits out them Vietnamese twins.
What? They're going to be Vietnamese?
Oh, whatever. She's all right. That's bacon in there. Anyway, I got to go, boys. Pac-Man's about to come pick me up for a drive-by, so I got to lock and load here.
All right.
See you later.
See you,
Clarence.
Bye, Clarence. There's Clarence Murphy.